and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, the 19th of August, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And yes, it's Haven Humane today.
Pet of the week.
Nathan's there. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And Linda, you got the weather.
Well, that's good. Let's get on with this weather so we can get our pet of the week on the air. 78 degrees.
She's already on the air.
78 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have 109 today, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 75. Saturday calls for 112, guys. Get ready for 112. We are up in that incredible. Hi there. Someone's looking over there. Okay. 73 Saturday night. I know. Okay. You want to do the weather? Why don't you get over here, buddy, and do the weather in Bow Wow time. Sunday will be 102. He's going unbelievable. He's like, 112, unbelievable. Sunday, 102, Sunday night, mostly clear with 70. Carl's going, what is going on here today? Monday, 101, and Tuesday, 102. So that's what we're looking forward to. There's a heat advisory for sure, exclamation mark. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. People have been bringing us the weather since the day we started 13 years ago. 365-3793.
There you go.
And now let's get to Katrina. This is the first time we've really had a barky, barky dog. She's so excited. Got her paws up.
She is up. She wants to talk.
Wants to talk and be petted. I am not being ignored. Good morning. Who do we have?
Good morning. I have with me Pippa. And as you've heard in the background, she's very talkative. She's very excitable. She's about a year old, and we have her as a German Shepherd mix. Definitely a lot of energy, a lot of play. She's giving Linda a good lick right now. but she's really nice. She definitely just has a lot of get up and go.
Yeah, she's not a mean dog. She's just got tons of energy. And so she's been in her area there at Haven. And so now she's out. And she is, she showed a lot of enthusiasm.
Oh yeah, she's really happy to be here this morning. no, she's a really fun dog. She does do well with other dogs, and she does well with small children as well.
Oh, I bet she does. She probably just goes over and licks them.
Yeah. but just no cats for her because she does want to chase them.
Uh-huh. Well, she'd be chasing a small animal because she's got that German Shepherd, and she has the black and tan of the German Shepherd. And you know what? If somebody had trimmed her ears when she was a baby, she would have looked. She'd look a lot like a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
So, but she doesn't have. She has kind of a medium or short hair.
I'd say more medium.
Yeah. So, tell us other things about Pippa.
Yeah. So she originally came to us as a stray, and when she first came to us, she was very shy.
Over that.
Yeah. And then she was actually adopted from us briefly. She got adopted with another dog from the shelter, actually. And they got along great, but just she was chasing their cats. So it wasn't a good fit, but they said that she was a really fun dog and that she was great with her grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really wonderful to have around.
Okay. And so this dog, you do some work with it. With her, and she could walk all day with you, or probably run alongside you all day. A good dog to have a nice sized backyard. I think it wouldn't be fair to her to keep her in an apartment all day.
No, I don't think she would be a good apartment dog, and she definitely, she's young. She definitely needs to learn a few things, but she's very trainable and she's very sweet.
She is a sweetheart. Okay, so. And a watchdog for your house.
Yeah.
So, You got any specials going on there?
We are still doing our summer promotion right now. We're all dogs and cats over the age of 6 months old. Their adoption fee is only $25 right now. There is no deadline for it.
Okay. So. And again, we're throwing this offer out. You come in and you adopt Pippa. You adopt Pippa. Then KCNR, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM. We'll pay that $25.
Thank you. Well, Pippa says thank you.
Well, I say this every week. As long as it's 25, we'll help. We'll help along that if it finds them a home, because she's, you know, we're not ready yet to get another dog. And
yeah.
And she doesn't chew. She's not, I mean, there's all types of things that she could get involved in here, and she leaves them alone. You know, stuff from the, microphones hanging down, and I mean, she's ready to go for a run. If you, right now, take her out in the river trail for like an hour today, and she's great. Okay. Well, anything else going on?
We have our Zumba Bash tomorrow. At Wind
That's
River Casino.
Right.
So if you haven't purchased your tickets online, no worries, because you can also buy tickets at the door. It's $25. The event starts at 6 o'clock, but doors open at 5:30, so make sure you come on down to Wind River tomorrow and check it out.
Hey, Nathan, can you put that picture of Pippa on our chat room? Somebody's
sure.
asking.
Katrina, what happens with the Zumba? That sounds like a lot of fun. Is it a bunch of people that come together, and how long does it go on, and... Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a really good time. I know it's always a really successful event. I believe it goes until 10 o'clock. I'll definitely double check that on our website, havenhumane.org.
What time does it start?
It starts at 6.
In the morning?
No, at night.
Oh.
And doors open at 5:30.
I was
going to
say.
And then there's
know.
Drinks. There's also a raffle. There's snacks. I believe there's live music. So it's a really fun time.
Okay. Well... If you want to go down in Zumba and see Mark Story in spandex, he leads it in spandex. He's got a suit.
Yeah, that's why it's so successful.
That's right. It's okay, but you may not see him in spandex. Okay, this dog's name is Pippa. We're going to try and put her picture on our chat room. We'll put it in our Facebook page, and we will pay the $25 adoption fee if somebody comes in and adopts her today. How's that?
I think that sounds great.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pippa. Now you get to go share yourself with other people. We're going to take a quick break here. The one thing that... here, quick, throw her in the back of Sue's car.
The one thing when you're traveling and you're experiencing severe heat and your body's going through, acclimating through different changes...
Bye-bye.
It is... Bye, guys. Bye, guys. Again, going through changes and acclimating our body. I don't know. I feel sometimes more restless when it's super hot outside. I have a tendency, personally, to sleep better when it's cool and the windows are open and there's, like, cool air in the room. But what keeps it consistent for me, and I think last night I got a really good night of sleep, and I changed my sleep number position to 45. So we are big advocates for the health of getting a good night's sleep. Even though, Carl, you fight it, stay up as late as you can.
I do.
You stay
I
up
watch.
As late as you can.
I do. I'm just like a little kid sometimes.
Yeah, you're going to fight it.
But I don't fight it.
Yeah, you do.
I do fight it. It's well, it's lonely where I am. Because at about 9 or 9:15, no matter what you say, Linda goes, I'm checking off the net now. She doesn't say that, but that's what happens. But here's the thing is, Sleep Number is a great bed. We've been talking about it for years. We thoroughly believe in the science and the technology behind it. You know, I hate to say science because it's got such a bad connotation now since COVID, but they put these beds together in America. They're built here in America and delivered to your home. This is probably one of the only, I mean, imagine this, you can have a bed and if you don't like it and if it just doesn't work for you, you can exchange it for another bed.
You have 100 days to sleep on. In fact, we had some friends that absolutely love their sleep number. One of them was completely content, and the other one, they did the split top. The other one just couldn't quite get there. So here's the deal. It's perfectly 100% okay. They come to your house. If you slept on the bed for maybe 90-day, I think it's a 100-day guarantee, you can change it. You can change your mind, and I think that's fabulous. Yeah, I don't know any other company that does something like that.
And right now, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because it works. My Sleep Number setting last night was 65. Every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. All the smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free delivery when you add a base. That ends Monday, August 22nd, and it's only at Sleep Number stores. And of course, it's in the Target Shopping Center over there. Go and lay on the beds. Try them out. Talk to the people there. You're not going to be sorry. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
You caught us. He's like, Carl and
Welcome
Linda,
back.
You're going back on the air. We're sitting here.
So we start talking on the microphone. I thought, well, he's just kidding us.
No. And we probably were saying something that wasn't kind of a little naughty there.
Well, you were. It was mainly... It was. Hey, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
You didn't hear. It wasn't turned on.
He worked in Vegas for 10 years.
It's not
Nothing.
Him I'm worried about. It's kind of like Flo. Flo listens to our show, and I didn't want to get Flo upset. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals in America by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars and 5 out of 5 stars in many areas there. The other thing, that Shasta Regional Medical Center is becoming a teaching hospital next year, and they're going to bring in a number of residents Those are doctors who graduated and they're moving on and they're getting experience in all these different specialties. And we're going to have about 24 of them here over the next 3 years at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And hopefully they'll find out just how cool it is being here in the North State.
Speaking of Las Vegas, I wanted to segue right away. So two airline ticket agents were hurt. This is what happens with panic, folks. And I know we're going to be traveling. I'm sure many people are going to be traveling, you know, regardless of what is happening in a worldwide, you know, masking, not masking. We got places to go, people to see, and things to do. Okay?
I don't need no dinking mask.
No. So two airline ticket agents were hurt when a 33-year-old California man breached security at a busy Las Vegas airport on Sunday, sparking panic among commercial travelers, flight delays, and cancellations. Now, what had happened, he's jailed. Seems that he, in a panic, said, I need to get home. You know, just who knows? Because I personally know what this was like, but this would have been during a time when I think people had a little bit more. Before all this craziness broke out, I was in the Chicago airport. We had been grounded. It was, everybody was missing their flights. There was an electrical storm that was going through the Chicago area. Flights were grounded, and it was the first time I really, and we were all on pay phones. It was for real, you know, we got cell phones. And I recall this one woman, she must have been off her meds or couldn't get on her meds. And maybe not. But that's what hit my mind, because she looked like she was going crazy. And, I don't know if the authorities had to sit her down. It's not like she wigged out. But what happened with this guy? It says, they heard loud bangs because as he ran through the line and pushed people away to be able to get on the plane, the airport was extremely busy with thousands of travelers.
He was a line cutter?
He was a line cutter, but he hurt people. He pushed them aside and hurt people.
Oh.
So there was extreme, so people were panicking because what they heard was extremely 10 loud banging sounds.
Like gunshot.
In the airline targeting area. So hundreds of frightened citizens fleeing, including trampling over each other, rushing past TSA checkpoints. So what had happened with the police, they said, I determined the loud bangs were stanchions, S-T-A-N-C-H-I-O-N-S, stanchions, line dividers, falling on the floor when the citizens were escaping the area. So, but I can imagine with today's day, if you were to hear the bang, 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 I'd be diving. I don't know about you, but I'd be diving.
You were diving when the bull came over.
I hit the ground. Hutchinson spent several hours in jail following his arrest Saturday before a judge freed him with the promise to appear October 11th in the misdemeanor charges. He was accused of bypassing TSA screening, entering a boarding gate, Concorde, and taking a pair of sunglasses from a variety store before he was arrested.
Sounds like this guy's having a little problem.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, people that say Joe Biden is not for building the wall, you're wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, he's building the wall right now along the beach of his Delaware beach house. They're putting a fence around that because, you know, fences work. So they're putting a fence around Joe's Delaware beach house. Why would you be doing that, Joe? Come on. That you're the prez. You know, and that's beach. I mean, are people not going to be able to use the beach? My favorite thing, too, is from the Biden administration. Well, there are so many. It's hard to pick. Every day, I come up with 10 or 12 things from the Biden administration. So far, my favorite today is, though I read it yesterday. As you know, Governor Abbott down in Texas, he's fighting it. You know, he's got the Texas National Guard called up, trying to protect the border since the feds aren't doing it. And so they did is they locked these gates to, you know, keep people on that side.
Right.
On the Mexican type side. And the Department of Homeland Security came up and unlocked the gates and the legals just rushed through. This is after it was locked. Now, I just got a comment in the chat room. It said, Carl, any thoughts on the U.S. Marshals not turning any illegals over to ICE for deportation, regardless of their crimes. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's true in every case, and in every state, in every division, because I know that in New Mexico, ICE is part of some of the things they do there when they put together some of these teams, or at least afterwards, because if they catch somebody there for a big crime, a lot of times in a big crime, like our son works on major crimes, and they go after major bad guys. Mm-hmm. And they're busy all the time picking up these major bad guys or engaging them. So what happens is they're arrested and they're put into jail because of crimes they committed here in the United States. And they're serious enough that they're going to keep them. Now, low-level crimes, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. Are we cooperating with ICE? Are we letting them know that we've got a guy here that's illegal? And that then they find out, if they give him the name, then they find out that he's wanted for big crimes back in his home country or her home country. I don't know. I do know, though, is that if they're wanted for big crimes here, they stay here. So they may notify us.
Let's go back to the wall for a minute because there's major headlines, and I know that we're all like, we're hearing these outtakes. I want to just surprise you with these. I want you're, you know, quit looking over my shoulder because I want to tell you some of these things. And I love to hear you're on
your
foot.
I learned this
foot.
From Bob McIntosh. Okay. Yes, dear.
The late, great Bob McIntosh. Okay. To some, according to the excerpts from Jared Kushner's forthcoming book, exclusively provided to Breitbart. I'm looking at Breitbart. I look at Huffington. I look at Drudge. I look at USA Today. I look at World Headlines. I look at Christian Science Monitor. I look at CNN. So I these are the things that are on. Anybody can look up right now. So you can listen to the story, but this is an excerpt talking about Trump told his son-in-law and senior advisor that Trump would go to the mattress to fight for border wall funding. So it says here that Kushner tells the story of how Trump had to fight some of his own aides and congressional Republicans to try to get border wall funding. Kushner writes that it was then White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and then Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen who directly undercut the president's agenda during border wall negotiations, and that some congressional Republicans were more than willing to let the president's agenda to be undercut. All right, so also in
the... Well, here's the thing is the wall works. And well, it was proven that it worked. And obviously it works because Biden's putting one up around his beach house to keep people out. Pelosi's got fences and walls around all of her properties.
Well, there's a blow-up with in one of an NPR's face. Majority of Americans agree there's an invasion at the border.
There is.
Even 40% of Democrats. There's an invasion at the border. Now, where do we go in our lifetime that we can go from the United States, even from state to state, where we can just cross over to the border and not be held accountable? Like, are you an American? What you? Maybe we can go through Canada, but I don't even think...
We have to have a passport.
Yes.
And a COVID test.
Yes.
In Europe, 20 years ago, you could travel because of the EU. You could travel from country to country and not have to show your passport. If you could show your passport, and I did just to have stamps in different places. Yeah. But they didn't even, weren't requiring that. You go from, Croatia to, Slovenia and to Italy and places like that. You weren't even required. Before that, you were. I mean, you went through check stations and everything. But yes, if, you know, people believe there's an invasion at the border because There's an invasion at the border. More people this year than ever before that were caught. They have 700,000 that they estimate were gotaways. And then after we get them here, we just ship them right back into the interior of our country. And wait in Mexico while you're getting your paperwork done. Oh, the Biden administration doesn't want that. We just want more people here. How many people can the Democratic Party push in to the United States before people finally say, I mean, and they're starting to rise up right now. You know, the Texans have got their National Guard out. They're shipping illegals up to New York, busloads, and Washington, D.C., and those two cities are whining about a couple of hundred coming to their cities. And you've got places along the border. They have no medical support anymore because they've got so many there. They've got, you know, they're trying to house them. And here's the other thing. If you really care about your fellow man, they are being housed in horrible places down there. I mean, they're in camps and it's hot, but they don't have any other place to put them. They could push them back across the border, but hey, no. Democrats can't figure that out. Joe Biden is a weak, ineffective president when it comes to handling the border crisis. It's just one of the things.
Let's take a break. I have more to talk about. Okay. Have you been getting those phone calls? Those phone calls about extended warranties on your car? We'll tell you more about that when we get back.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, been in the business since 1993, an outstanding business. And they have two divisions, the insurance division and the financial management division. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since the day they opened. We have our insurance with Maxwell Insurance. What about your health care insurance? What about fire and the fire season? Have you been getting a problem getting fire insurance? Well, she can help you. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and you can reach them at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell.
Uh-huh, that's it.
That Southern lady. All right, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Vicelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A workout song.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, we're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Fridays, except Thursdays, where Trish Clark comes in with me. Hey, it's going to be 112 tomorrow. You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. With one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Reading. And Seattle's not having having riots or anything like that, so it's probably, you can just move right in there. Speaking of the Northwest, just let me, this little factoid here. Homelessness has grown to such a point in parts of Portland that people are moving out of Portland proper into suburbs because the homelessness has gotten to the point where it's gone into the neighborhoods, and people are really concerned about that. We talk about our homeless problem, and we do have one, but when you read about some of these other places that have a lot more, I would say, money to be able to handle and more facilities, they're still getting overrun in some in their neighborhoods.
The guy, what is the area again? Henderson Open Space, is that?
Yes.
Okay, so they are cleaning that out because
Dale Paul called yesterday.
When I drove yesterday on Hartnell and Bocelli area, I mean, I could see that there was all kinds of things that were now on the roadside. And what's on the roadside over there was like a canoe. I mean, like...
A canoe?
Yeah. There were like tents and stuff that were piled up. And I thought, now where are these people going to go? Where are those things going to go?
And then Nick called right after that. He said, yes, that's great. They are cleaning up the New Pond, the Henderson Open Space. Finally, after 10 years, giving these people some peace, he says they moved to 200 yards away from his house. And he says, what are you going to do now? Are you going to go over there and move them? Then what? Well, see, here's the thing. We have facilities. We have a number of agencies that want to help people. It's getting them into the facilities, getting them into temporary housing, and then having them move on with their lives. The ones that don't want to play, the ones that don't want to get off the streets, then you have a problem with some of them are mental.
Is there an agency that can take all their stuff, put it in the back of a truck, and then move them somewhere where there's the land and the little houses and the something, and they can say, here's your property. Here you can put your tents here. If you choose to be like that, here's your area. And here's the porta potties and some water.
Nick's been talking about that for probably at least 5 or 6 years.
I don't know. I mean,
no. If to put like a 50 acre spot, that has the facilities there for bathrooms and showers and all those things, but also a facility there to help people
and then let them put their tents right there.
Okay, I've got this thing that I'm burning to talk about this morning because every single person has experienced this. This call. We have been trying to reach you about your extended car's warranty. All right. Chances are that you've encountered this irritating automated message if you picked up the phone from an unknown caller any time in the last several years, sometimes several times in a day. Well, it turns out just two men may be responsible for an overwhelming share of the billions of auto warranty spam calls that have hit U.S. phones. This is according to state and federal officials. And a new lawsuit is trying to end those robocalls once and for all, just so you know.
Well, wait a minute. Did they say who the two guys were?
No.
So they put all this together. You know what? In one day, I got eight phone calls.
Right in a row.
Probably within 2 hours.
Yes.
About my car warranty. And then when I took the call, and I did, I took one of them, and I said, okay, so you offer warranties. That's right. I said, my truck's 17 years old. Oh, well, we don't cover those. I said, can you take me off your list? Yes, thank you. 5 minutes later, do you have an auto warranty?
All right, five things you need to know. We're going to go through these fast. Flash floods, number one. Several parts of the southwest U.S. are bracing for potentially damaging flash floods today. Nearly 10 million people are under flood watches as excessive rainfall is expected to dump 2 to 4 inches across Arizona, New Mexico, and southern Utah.
Wow.
Earlier this week, the Weather Prediction Center issued a rare moderate risk level 3 out of 4 for today in preparation for the surge of rain expected this weekend.
Okay. Well, New Mexico, where the kids live, they've been having a lot of fires. And they had a rain before, and it was just massive floodings there. So it's just going to get worse.
Right. Number two, FBI search. A judge has set in motion the possible public release of a heavily redacted version of the affidavit that permitted FBI agents to search former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. A document unsealed Thursday offered specifics about the crimes the Justice Department is investigating, including, quote, willful retention of national defense information, quote. This sharpens the focus of Trump as a possible subject to the criminal probe, several legal experts told CNN. The judge plans to hear more from the Justice Department by next week about how extensively investigators want to keep confidential the document that describes their investigative steps and methods leading to the need of the search.
Well, here you go. You go after the former president of the United States for having documents that you've already been in June and collected documents that it seems like they could come back again and say, okay, we need the rest of the documents without it being a raid, without it being all this. The whole thing is to embarrass Trump and to try to find anything they can throw that sticks so they can make sure he can't run again because they're definitely afraid of that.
Number three, Ukraine. New video has emerged online showing Russian vehicles inside a turbine hall at a Ukrainian nuclear power plant where intensified shelling has fueled fears of a nuclear disaster. Kiev has repeatedly accused Russian forces of storing heavy weaponry inside the nuclear plant and using it as cover to launch attacks, knowing that Ukraine can't return fire without risking hitting one of the plant's reactors. Moscow, meanwhile, has claimed Ukraine troops are targeting the site.
Well, I understand they cut off all the power around there to that plant. So,
number four, Apple. If you own an Apple device, which is all I've ever had is a Mac, I started in 95. My first computer was a Mac, and I continue to use one, which I have today. Okay, you should probably update them now. Hello, folks. I need my IT guy. Apple is directing users of most of its devices to update their software after the company discovered a vulnerability that gives hackers the ability to take control of a device's operating system. In security updates posted online, Apple said the vulnerability affects iPhones dating back to the 6S model, iPad 5th generation, and later iPad Air 2, and later iPad Mini 4, and later in all iPad Pro models, and the 7th generation iPod Touch. And that's one of the things that's been one of the great wonderful aspects, if you will, with Apple is that with your other kinds of devices, you get hacked a lot, and rarely does that happen on Apple. So this is kind of the first. This is the first of its kind.
I read that this morning, and I checked to see if there were any updates, any security updates, and there wasn't. So either I've already gotten the security update, and you might want to check your phone because I'm not sure you do that.
Number five, three people were killed after two small planes crashed midair over a California airport on Thursday. A single-engine Cessna 152 and a twin-engine Cessna 340 collided during their final descent above the Watsonville Municipal Airport, about an hour's drive of San Jose, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. One person was on board the Cessna 152, and two people were on board the Cessna 340. No one was injured on the ground. In a statement, city officials said they were absolutely saddened to hear about the tragic incident that took the lives of several people.
You know, the I don't know if you saw that video of a plane coming down and landing on the freeway in Southern California. A single-engine plane came down and landed on the freeway and then crashed, but nobody was killed in it. Anyway, we have to take a quick break.
Oh, I got one more thing. One more thing, please. We're going to go over time. This is about how important and how one person can cause a stir. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, tweeted that he would buy a certain sports team. Then after the stock jumped, he said, only kidding. We're going to take a break.
That Elon Musk, he's such a kidder. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's Redding's Dish premier local retailer. Yeah, local. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local retailer. He's at best value. He's got great deals for you. We've had Dish for a decade and thoroughly enjoy it. It has never been a problem to us. And one of the reasons is because we use a local dealer. That's Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business. You can give him a call at 530-241-3474 for service. And like I said, he's got all types of great deals. There's too many of them to go on talk about here during our mention of B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1.
I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
That makes me happy.
Does?
Yeah. Welcome. I don't care what they say about you. It's Friday. I'm not in tune because I just heard it for the first time. I'm in love. Yeah. That's cool.
Here, do that.
Cornerstone Community Bank. Talk about being in love. Doing great work for our community. Reaching out. Doing so much to support us, especially times of COVID. Anything you need to get done. On a community level, home loans, business loans, whatever you need to do. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated to team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service.
Okay, yesterday at noon, there was a head-on crash on Highway 299, and we obviously wandered around in a daze and didn't know about that, and heard about it last night. But the head-on crash sparked a fire with flames from the burning vehicles, spread to the nearby vegetation near Whiskey Town. And it grew to 25 acres. They were fighting it. They hit it with air resources and firefighters on the ground. And it went up to about 35 acres. And they had to shut the 299 down at Bonaventura. And while they worked on that, it appears like an SUV crossed the road and hit a semi head on. It literally knocked the SUV back onto, spun it to the side of the road, burst into flames. The truck burst into flames, the semi, and started the fire. Unfortunately, the person driving the SUV was killed, and the truck driver was injured. So he was doing 50 to 60 coming down there,
yeah.
Is what it said. And it was up there, you know, close to the Whiskey Town, you know, in that area when they came across. But, you know, what that does is it gets everybody from the city of Shasta or the town of Shasta out there where they've burnt twice out there. It gets them all excited. But it sounds like they have the fire under control and put out. So.
Yes.
You gotta watch it. You know what? It is so dry out there and that wind's blowing. And it doesn't take anything.
Well, there's always been an issue because I used to travel to Weaverville quite frequently. As you come through old Shasta down in the historic area, you go from coming down that hill and boom, it goes to, I think, 30. It goes to 30, and there's a segment of I haven't been in quite some time, but I think it was 30. It used to be. And then there's a segment there, and then it goes back up as you progress out of, and it makes sense. You know, you're coming into a town where there's businesses and that kind of thing. But on another note, according to this article, 30% of Americans haven't been to the dentist since before the pandemic. And dentists are seeing an uptick in chipped and cracked teeth during the pandemic. Nearly one in three Americans haven't seen the dentist. Even before the pandemic, some Americans delayed care for years, and the top reason is cost. I would think only because of the fact that you don't want to open your mouth and be, you know, it's interesting how many people are so in fear of the dentist. Have you ever had this experience, Carl?
Of what? But I will tell you, in the military, you can't deploy somebody unless the dentist have signed off on them that they can deploy. And once a month, the dentist comes in to the battalion commander's meeting, and we company commanders would be sitting there, and the, you know, everything's going great. Oh gosh, you know, you guys are doing blah blah. And then the dentist would come up and say, oh, okay, Company D had, you had five people that didn't show up, or you've got 10 people who have not been cleared out of the company, or three people, or whatever. And after he said that, battalion commander looked at each one of us, and he said, this is Friday morning. I expect by Friday afternoon we won't have this problem.
Hey, what to do?
So the gunny would run down there, get the guys' names who were supposed to have gone down there but didn't because they were scared. They were scared of going to the dentist.
I
they
wonder
were marched down.
If they still do that. You know, I mean, things have changed in the
military. No, I think they still do. You still have to be – that was one of the reasons that they're saying you had to be inoculated. You had to be able to deploy. And if you weren't inoculated, you could get sick and you could spread it to other people. And it was – and but in – for dental work, if somebody was there and their tooth cracked or, well, that's, but if their teeth were bad and they could not do their job because of their teeth, we may not have the dental facilities there to fix that. So we just, everybody had to be checked. They had to have their cavities filled, their teeth cleaned, and get a stamp that said these guys can deploy.
I want to do a shout out last night, speaking of, being with a friend who served. We went with our friend Mike Huber, who's invited us several times to go to Norm's. Norm's Cafe, that is located in where the Holiday Market is in Palo Cedro. And, I've seen the front of the sign. We just had never been. Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful surprise. Craft beers, cocktails, and really interesting food. You had pork. What was it?
I had a pork schnitzel.
When do you get that? You thought it was exquisite.
I thought it was good. I don't know if exquisite is the right word.
Okay.
I don't use the word exquisite. So.
I thought when I saw you, this was so good. You said, well, wow.
It was wow. It was good.
Yeah.
And you had...
I had an interesting pasta dish, and Mike had scallops. And then we had a wonderful, like, we all split a dessert. But I was just shocked. It was so crowded. And it's like Mike said, this is the moonstone of Palo Cedro. I mean, people came.
In their cowboy boots.
Like they just
and their
came
shorts.
Off the, yeah. 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 Like came they just, yeah. you know, mucked and then threw on a short and came. And that's okay because it was, like, totally packed. And congratulations to Norm's. Now,
well, we like to do shout-outs to places like Norm's. Because we had not been there before. The service, their servers are high school. They look like high school kids, you know, and not in every case, but a lot of them there, you know, they're helping. And they're all clean and happy and smiling and but the food is very good. The place was crowded and we're sitting there chatting afterwards and I turn around and there's people standing.
Yeah,
so
there was a line.
We hurried up and got out of there, but, it's, you get there around 5:30, no waiting. But by 6:30, there and this was a Thursday. So, that little shopping center down there is pretty good.
It's because they've got a very nice Ace. Anyway, I just thought I want to
do a shout out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, other places. You know, let me give a shout out to a place that's been here a long time, and that's the Sandwichery.
Yes.
With Pat. And
husband and wife team.
Pat and Sandy Watson.
They do all the work. There's not another employee.
No.
That's it. Boom.
And it's one of those places that Patrick knows you. I mean, he'll insult you in a heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
And then you insult him back and all that. But, you know, That has been there a long time, and the food is good. It's quick. The place is a great place to sit down and have a sandwich. And it's down here on Tehama. And, yeah, it's just on Tehama Street down there, close to the burrito place. But down, it's close to Pine Street. And you just walk on down there. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's not huge, but you can – it's probably got like a good 10, 12 tables in there, sandwichery. I like those people. All right, we're going to take a break, and Cameron Middleton is doing it to me.
Oh, he again. Does it every time.
He's going to show up at 3 after
yeah.
8.
We'll be going into – that's the end of headline news, and he comes scooting in like the Roadrunner.
We'll be right back.
Casey and I, Shasta Reddy.
At least part of the document that supported the FBI's raid on Mr. Trump's Florida estate. Attorney Deanna Shulman, representing news organizations, asked how the court might move ahead.
Judge Reinhart gave us some clues to that today by telling us, for example, that at this juncture he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal, meaning that he understands that the public is going to likely be entitled to some parts of this warrant application and its affidavit.
Former President Trump urges release of the affidavit while the Justice Department argues against it. Some 20 people have been charged with voter fraud in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says are in the process of being arrested. Most are accused of casting ballots illegally in 2020 because they were previously convicted of murder or sexual assault. Top executive of the Trump Organization pleads guilty to tax evasion.
In a New York City courtroom, Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg pleaded guilty to all 15 of the charges he faced in the case. He admitted to taking in over $1.7 million worth of untaxed perks. Weisselberg was sentenced to 5 months in prison. He also will have to pay nearly $2 million in taxes, penalties, and interest, complete 5 years of probation, and testify truthfully as a prosecution witness when the former president's family business goes on trial in October on related charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After visiting Ukraine, the UN Secretary General urging Russian troops to withdraw from the area surrounding Europe's largest nuclear power plant. On Wall Street, the Dow down 257 points. The Nasdaq is off 250 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get the timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
All of us come from somewhere. All of us have origin stories.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
Divine Providence was clearly operating in the lives of Black Americans.
And director Justin Malone.
When I was growing up, we were never taught that America was bad. We were raised to love America.
Comes the continuation of their 2020 hit film, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom Part 2, An American Odyssey. Pre-order today on Salem Now.
More headaches for rail passengers in the UK.
Thousands of train workers have staged a fresh round of strikes that is paralyzing rail services across the country. Only around 1 in 5 trains was running across the UK as a result of Thursday's walkout by union members in an ongoing dispute over pay and working conditions, exacerbated by a deepening cost of living crisis. A strike on Friday expected to affect most of the London Underground subway network and bus services in the city. A walkout on Saturday will disrupt national train services. Rail workers and other public employees struggling to cope with soaring food and fuel prices. John Scott reporting.
The sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un says her country will never accept what she calls the South Korean president's foolish offer of economic benefits in exchange for giving up its nukes. Kim Yo-jong accusing Seoul of recycling proposals previously rejected. News and analysis, townhall.com. A story that took 12 years to write and whose worth is now in the billions has a new owner.
J.R.R. Tolkien's most famous works have been sold. Details of the sale are not known, but the works have an estimated value of $2 billion. And purchasing Middle Earth Enterprises Swedish gaming company Embracer now owns Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Embracer recently purchased comic book company Dark Horse, which publishes Hellboy and The Umbrella Academy. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
If you own an Apple device, listen up. Apple revealing serious security flaws for iPhones, Macs, and iPads could potentially allow attackers to take full control of those devices. Security experts urge users to update affected devices, and there's a long list of them. Apple not saying how, where, or by whom the vulnerabilities were discovered. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, except for Thursdays, and then Trish Clark and Carl Bott, huh? Where we get it on with variety. No, not like that. A variety guest. What? What? You know, somebody can't even say anything innocent.
No, it just...
Good morning.
You know, it just sounds so, dated. I would say that sounds dated.
8:19, August the 19th, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan, good morning,
choice
buddy.
Choice of words, buddy.
Good morning.
Very interesting choice of words.
Well,
there.
You know what? You have said things on this. You've said things on the guest.
Let's get it all.
Literally fell on the floor.
Yeah.
Because
it's just
because
kind
of your
a Friday faux pas is what we should call it.
It wasn't a faux pas.
We need to totally make up a whole like commercial Friday
if
faux
you
pas.
Ever watch,
just like
if
we
you
do
ever watch
Hump Day,
mixed martial arts. This one referee would say, come up, and he says, you know, he taught him. He sits there, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Yeah. Let's get it on. Now, it didn't mean anything
all right.
Like that.
Well, I didn't say it meant that.
Two sweaty, muscled guys rolling around.
I'm just wondering what Trish is going to call in here.
She's probably fanning herself right now. Okay. Hey, we're here with...
go to the Rose Garden. Trish, go to the Rose Garden. Trish has, by the way,
thoughts.
The most beautiful flowers
happy,
that she
happy
posts.
Thoughts.
Happy thoughts.
In, breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. Cameron, you're okay now?
I'm fine.
Can you talk now?
Here's a funny story. A courthouse in upstate New York was closed for a fumigation Tuesday after hundreds of cockroaches were released during an altercation that broke out in an arraignment. The clash broke out during proceedings in Albany City Court for four people who, on an arrest at the state capitol, a defendant who started to film the courtroom proceedings was told to stop. In the altercation that followed, hundreds of cockroaches brought into the courthouse in plastic containers were released, according to the state court system. The bug release was being investigated while the courthouse was closed for the rest of the day for fumigation.
Okay.
Is that a contempt of court?
It's not advocacy or activism. It's criminal behavior. Yep. There you go.
Being in the Marine Corps, and this is kind of like real estate, because we'll eventually get the house realty. We lived in these, they call them Capehart houses, and it was like four townhouses linked together in Quantico. And Quantico is called the crossroads of the Marine Corps because people come in from all over the world, all over from different units, to come there, go to schools and this. So they may have been in Okinawa. They may have been in, gosh, you know, who knows, for 3 years. They come back. They're there to go to school, you know, different level schools. This one couple came in on the end. On the in unit. I was on one end unit, they were on the other, so there were two in between us. And they brought all their stuff, had come in from Okinawa, and they just put it inside the house, you know, in the big cardboard, you know, in the storage and everything, put it inside their home, and they went on their 30 days leave. Well, about 2 weeks into this, the people next door to them were invaded by cockroaches. And then the people next to them And so, I mean, here comes the base, fumigators go in, and they're saying these are coming from someplace. They opened up that net, you know, the people had just been, had come in from Okinawa. The place was filled with cockroaches that had come in inside the boxes and had proliferated, I mean, thousands. I mean, we all had to leave so they could kill them all off. But it was, oh,
bad
they said it was
the
on
office.
The wall. They were on the walls. They were everywhere. So, okay. Have you ever seen anything like that? When you know,
yes.
I mean, you've sold a lot of houses.
Yes,
and
I have.
You've seen
that type of thing. Oh. Well, we had an article in the paper, what, a week ago? About the cockroach infestation in Reading.
Yeah,
that,
what's going on there?
Well, it's been various reasons they claim for it. The other one, too, that we see a lot of are these orb spiders. This is the time of the year down on the river where the spiders, and this year has been particularly bad. I know they were saying, no, the last few years have been, we haven't had as many spiders.
Mm-hmm.
But now we were having a ton of them. And I can tell you, especially down the river edge, those orb spiders, I mean, they're so big. There's so many of them. I guess they're generally not poisonous. But we manage some property down there, and we have to send some guys down with spray, brooms, 12 gauges, whatever it takes to take care of those orb spiders.
Well, now, they put up webs. Did they put up
huge
webs?
Yes.
Huge webs. This is why it's good not to be the first one riding down at Anderson River Park. John was leading when we went through this one area there, and he was... He said somebody can trade with me now because he was just going through spider webs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's
and
a bit rough.
Yeah. The changes, I mean, what's, you know, I'm reading things that the housing sales are slowing down.
They are. They are. No, we're definitely seeing that correction in the market that we anticipated with these rate increases. And so we are starting to see a bit of a slowdown, but it at the same time, it's tapering. So, it, you know, these mortgage rates shot up almost immediately. I mean, really overnight.
They do.
And went up. They have now, at least for the moment, stabilized.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that, we're in the low to mid fives.
Yeah.
Is right where we're at. We really haven't changed much if you watch that mortgage rate. 10-year treasury is just a hair under three today. So we're really kind of at that similar level that we were before COVID. So, you know, rates were slightly lower, but they, before they really declined, they've kind of come up and held steady. Inventory here locally, I think we were just over 700 when I was in last month. We're at 736 this morning on our MLS.
Still a little bit lower than your average.
Lower than average. So rates are still generally low. Inventory still generally low.
Mm-hmm.
Prices aren't, you know, your home isn't worth less than it was a few months ago, but we are seeing price reductions.
I was just getting ready to tell you that because we're constantly looking at, not that we're planning on moving, but around here. You know, like, you know,
well, I mean, you have to. I mean, after the horse, bringing the horse into the house last weekend. That was problematic.
Well, we do have an alley.
But I kept it down at the proposed VRBO.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, you didn't let it on the couch?
No, I just put it down at their house and let, well, she also invited two others for a sleepover. So, anyway.
Well, we do have an alley.
But I have noticed that I'm seeing that houses that have been on the MLS, they're back on and they've been reduced 25,000, 10,000, 40,000. So, which tells me that maybe they were overpriced to begin with.
And that's natural. Yeah. You're seeing that right now. People go, oh, hey, I saw my friends down the street just sold that, you know, they sold theirs a few months ago for a gazillion dollars. Yeah. I'm going to do the same thing. And, oh, I hear that, you know, their houses are going for this much a foot, or I saw this house go for this. So they start off. And so now we're in that period where sellers have to be realistic again. They didn't have to be even 6 months ago. And, but so do buyers. So buyers are, you're starting to see low ball offers that sellers are squawking
instead
at.
Instead of full price plus.
Instead of, right. So they're going, wait a minute, I'm not going to take something that's less. But at least at the moment, we'll see where this goes from here. We're back to negotiating, which I think is at least healthy. You got a house for 400, somebody comes in and says, fine, here's an offer for 385. All right, let's, will you take, you know, we do 390. Well, we will if you fix the deck. I mean, some of these things weren't occurring 6 months or a year ago.
Right.
They are occurring now. So is it a buyer's market? I wouldn't put it that way yet.
Not yet.
But question is, will it be? And I think a big part of that is going to be the default rate and foreclosures.
And how many loans out there are assumable? Say you've got a 2.5%.
Very few. Yeah. Almost none. No, very rarely. In any institutional loan anymore, you can't assume.
VAs can't.
I haven't seen it occur.
You know what? I wouldn't even, because used to be able to, you know, roll your to somebody else, but I would never do that again because I want to keep my VA.
Well, the other part, too, is people wondered if you'd start to see more adjustable rate mortgages like we had 15, 20 years ago. But because, and it gets kind of complicated, but because the yield curve is what we call inverted at the bond market, basically that doesn't make sense for the lenders either. What you've really seen is a massive decrease, of course, in refinances. But people anymore don't do assumable loans, or you can't assume a loan because you have to requalify. The person taking over the loan doesn't have the same credit history, same income, same credit score, everything else as the person that got the original loan. So banks used to be able to do that. Institutional lenders anymore, they can't get away with that.
Okay. All right. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, the flagship of real estate agencies here in town. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He is truly an expert when it comes to repairing windshields, whether it's a chip or a crack that's over 24 inches in length. Sometimes those chips are deeper than you think, and what happens is the first time it's a hot day and you go in and you hit it with the air conditioning, and that little chip turns into a crack. He doesn't take he doesn't take chances with your family's safety. He repairs it and he guarantees it for life. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. For a free inspection and analysis, give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. It's a better-known business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
For one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Well, I know my
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage may have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups and saucers, silverware, jewelry and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Let's get it on. See?
Dude, that was coming.
That's not what...
Oh, no. Nope. Next.
Trish.
Next.
Trish, I'm sorry. It seems like...
You didn't mean it.
That Trish and I get it on Thursdays. I'm thinking of it. That snappy patter.
Okay.
Conservative talk, arguments back and forth. Yesterday, our whole show was callers. And you know what it had
cool.
to do with?
What?
It had to do with electric cars, homeless, water. But people were calling on the road talking to us about
cool.
it.
Mm-hmm.
This thing with electric cars and the energy it's going to take to support this industry is remarkable. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber, who we just saw last night. An extremely, extremely artistic guy. That can take your vision and make it happen. Marble, slate, granite, tile. He can change the whole look of your kitchen, your bathroom, and you're going to love it. He works by appointments only. And so give him a call at 530-241-STONE. Or learn more at EstateGranite.com. EstateGranite.com is also a veteran-owned business. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, and we're talking about the number of houses that are in the market, and it's up like 730, and I remember when it was down to 300
yeah.
when you were here. And then and that the price is becoming more reasonable if you follow the housing market. And I, for some reason, Zillow sends me 10 homes at you're going to love.
Zillow's good at that.
Which I don't. I mean, I don't love them. And then they start sending me things that if you look at a house, has just reduced in price. And there's been a lot of them reducing. And I saw one that was like $49,000, which told me, well, that was a little overpriced. So.
Well, and right now it's hard to figure on some of these, where to price them. Before it was sort of, hey, just go ahead and set a price and everybody will rush in. Clearly we've hit that limit and know that, hey, not everybody's going to come in and just overbid on every house. And I think the two biggest things people need to look at is what range they're in, but what's the quality of the home? What needs to be done? Is there work that needs to be done? Is it turnkey? We see so many now where people are coming in, and especially if it's those buyers that are FHA buyers, VA buyers, that don't have a lot of cash in their pocket to be able to do a bunch of repairs afterwards. So they're going to the seller saying, we want you to fix all of this. Seller's saying, well, I don't really want to fix all of this. The buyer doesn't want to fix it. They try and negotiate on the price. Well, they're not able to come to terms. Mm-hmm. So some of these homes are sitting longer. The ones that are really in great shape will move faster. So sometimes putting in that little bit of extra money right now.
Painting the kitchen, painting some of the rooms,
yeah,
yard.
Even just taking care of, say, one we're seeing a lot of right now is the Section 1, Section 2 pest work. So when we say pest work or the termite inspection, the actual official term is the Wood Destroying Pests and Organisms Report. So that person comes out, most of the time they're not finding termites. They're finding dry rot,
mm-hmm.
fungus,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing that's, you know, basically your dry rot, your wood
right.
it's all the wood in the house.
Yeah.
And people don't realize over the years, your siding,
oh, sure,
your fascia, rafters, all kinds of things will start to get that wood rot, and it gets really bad.
Mm.
And sometimes the bill to correct that can be thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. And so what people are running into right now is they're finding things in the home inspection, they're finding things in the termite inspection, where there's some substantial repairs that need to be done. And in many cases right now, it's the roof, it's heating and air. You know, you've got a 25-year-old heating and air unit on top of the house or next to it. And people start getting a little bit suspicious and saying, hey, I don't want that thing going out on me in the middle of August in Reading in 110-degree heat.
We've done that.
Want that. Yeah, isn't that fun? So we want that replaced, and the seller's not able or willing to do that. That starts to really...
Well, that's a $12,000 to $15,000 fix.
You bet.
So, you know, we've had two units put in by the same home warranty company, and they didn't fight us. Then we had them come in and repair what they didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
We found years later, but home warranty company covered that. But you're right. You know, if I'm buying a house here, and for, there's certain things I look at. If we're moving out of REU territory proper, and you go out to Palo Cedro, and these, I want to know how much their electric bill is during the summer.
Yeah, my wife talked to a friend of hers yesterday. She told me last night. Had an $800 PG&E bill out in Palo Cedro.
Oh, we've got friends out in Texas Springs that they beat that.
Yeah.
Several friends out there that beat that price. So then I look at when they say solar, that to me is a big, that's a big thing for me if you're out there. The other thing is, where do you get your water from? And maybe you get it from a well. How many gallons a minute? When's the last time you had it inspected? I mean, those are just kind of things, without even looking at the house yet, are two big things. Because of the water problem, if we go through another year of drought, does this mean that we're going to have to put a 500 or 1,000 gallon water tank on the property and something like that? So, you know, it's things that you would never think about before. And then the other thing about it is PG&E cutting off the power. So are you going to be looking at a generator?
Backup generator.
A backup generator.
Critical in those areas. Yeah. I wouldn't live out there without one. And they're expensive. And when we have these long public safety power shutoffs, and you have to put, you know, diesel in that generator or whatever fuel it is for 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 days.
Yeah.
That's not to run your entire house. That's not cheap.
No.
That's not cheap. So you have to, especially now, so you have to start looking at some of that. But it's some of those extra costs. And the other one, too, and we've mentioned this before, but even if you're in city limits, investigating that water is critical. There are places in the city that are not on City of Reading water.
Bella Vista water.
Yeah, Bella Vista. There's a little bit, I think, of Centerville. There's a little bit of Clear Creek. There's different
districts. Out there by the School of the Arts out there.
Yeah.
I think they're on Bella Vista water.
Yes. And the other one, too, is that there are places in the City of Reading that are on well that don't have City of Reading water or sewer in some cases. So, like down off Alta Mesa, for example, and I've run into this multiple times. We have one in escrow now where here's a house in city limits off Alta Mesa, and sure enough, we go in the garage, and there's the pump system. It's got a well. So sometimes people don't realize, they just automatically assume I'm in City of Reading, I'm in a certain municipality, I have their water. You don't necessarily have it. So you really want to check into that. It's going to be a major issue, I think, moving forward. Again, it's all cyclical, but we're going to have droughts over and over and over again.
It's not going to stop. And if it goes again next year, I think about those people down in Churn Creek Bottom that make it through this year, unless they recharge that ditch somehow next year, and because they're going to be hurting. But those are just little. I mean, those are major things you're looking at even before you go inside the house, and at least in. And what I look at, some people just go in and look at the house and turn on the faucets and they work. So,
well, the other part, too, I think that's interesting to look at. I mean, we talk about what's going on here locally, but we also need to look regionally and nationally. what's going to happen in the Southwest, I think, will be very interesting. So Lake Mead, Lake Powell, we've seen an increase in demand here in Redding because of an exodus out of San Francisco, Bay Area, Los Angeles, other areas, even Sacramento, people coming this way. Are we going to start to see people leaving in droves from Las Vegas, certain parts of Arizona, other parts of Southern California that get that water from Mead and Powell and get them from those lakes? Mm. And if you start to see a 25% reduction overall or 50% in water in those areas, you're going to see an exodus out of there. Are they going to come here? Who knows? But we've seen a lot of people, we've talked about it before, from Redding move to Arizona, move to Southern Nevada, move to those areas. Are they going to move back? Because they're literally
because of water.
Because of water.
And then the water, you know, like, is it Lake Powell? They keep finding bodies because the water keeps getting lower and lower and lower. I think it's below their turbine or their inlet pipes in either Mead or Powell.
It's getting close, right? There's two, there's two levels. There's Deadpool, which means you can't put any water down river.
Right.
And then the one above it, I'm trying to remember the term for it.
Semi-Deadpool.
Yeah, but you can't do the power.
Yeah.
And I think they're both very, very close on the power. Yeah. We got there with Orville before.
Well, Orville shut down their generators, and what did the state do? It put natural gas generators online in a week. So that tells you that they can do it, and they use natural gas because the renewable assets weren't there. Hey, we're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. He's given a lot of great information about the housing market here, things to look for and all that.
When we come back, let's talk about the planning department.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Or planning,
you got it.
Planning.
Committee.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Redding. Great people, super selection of jewelry, fair prices. When I say a selection, everything from a state jewelry to Native American to specially designed pieces, our wedding rings were made there.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Four Winds Jewelry. Mm-hmm. And we're still wearing them. At least I am. Oh, no, there's yours.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30
You can go over there and get it on.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium. Have you been to RedingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Redding has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Redding Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit RedingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit RedingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Redding.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to our Friday edition here.
We're getting it on here.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Today we have a heat advisory. It will be 109 with our highs. Mostly clear tonight with 75. Tomorrow is going to be 112, folks. That is seriously indoor weather. You've got to be careful. And if you're going to do anything, make sure it's early, early in the morning. Mostly clear tomorrow night with 73. Sunday hot with 102. Monday 101 and Tuesday 102. So we are in with a heat advisory, and our winds looks like we're going to probably have just like 3 to 6 miles per hour. So nothing drastic in the wind area. So hot, calm, and that's just it.
There's no burn. There are no burn times. Okay. There are no burn.
No.
Don't light a fire.
Except for your
heat. Would even if you cut your grass, you might want to have a fire extinguisher or buckets of water around.
I wonder
there.
If you're even supposed to cut your grass right now.
I'm not even sure. But the weather reports are brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in the Anderson area by the Kenny family for all your gas and propane needs. 365-3793.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. My barbershop of choice, not a hairstylist. They're barbers. They work by appointments. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. We're here with Cameron Middleton and of House of Realty. Been around since 1965.
Whew. The office has. I haven't. But yeah.
Weren't even a gleam.
That's cool that you've had all these generations doing that. You know this area. You know this area. You grew up in every, you know every street. It's just amazing when you think about three generations.
And not only does Cameron able to come in and talk about, of course, real estate, and the, I do before we get into the planning commission, rentals in Reading. Tough?
Yes. Rental market right now is still a little tighter than the housing market. We manage some residential rentals, a few. It's not our primary focus, but we do have some. However, we are seeing it is loosening up a little bit. Number one thing I would say for anybody looking in the rental market, it helps to not have pets. Their landlords are still able to be picky enough to not have to take pets in most cases. But if, because a lot of landlords just don't want them, they don't want the potential risk that comes with that. But we are seeing some rentals sit. If they're priced in the higher range, it's a little bit more difficult. And we're starting to see some people that aren't able to really even qualify on the rental side. You know, you've got to, most will do a credit check. They will check that out. They will mm-hmm. take a look at it. But it's still tight. And as we start to see people, you know, selling their homes and home sales drop and some other things, you will see some people enter into the rental market, see some more demand for that. So I think we're going to have rental demand, especially on the lower end in Reading, for quite some time. We don't have the supply there. That's going to continue moving forward.
Okay. Planning Commission, and you're the vice chair?
Vice chair.
Vice chair of this. So what are we looking at? The Planning Commission, did you all look at that riverfront, you know? That
no.
At all?
No.
Okay.
So I read the thing cover to cover many yeah. times, but that wouldn't get to the Planning Commission per se for years. At okay. least a year, 2 years easy before that will occur. So the city put on two meetings and, full disclosure, I'm always big about this, as a representative or that we do represent the Kutras family, at our brokerage, I would have to recuse for anything having to do with that
course. Right.
Riverfront specific plan down there. We did have, the city had two informational meetings. Regarding the Reading Riverfront specific plan. The first was, very informal at City Hall a few weeks ago that went over a little bit of the old plan, the current plan, the one that's been existing for 30 years. The second one was just talking about and getting some information or getting some feedback from the public in terms of what they call the request for proposals. So they need a consultant to come in and work on this. And that consultant will do most of the legwork with regards to that. And so they have to put a request out and then have those consultants come in. So that was the last part. But this really won't be a come to the Planning Commission for a long time.
Well, now the city said, okay, we're rejecting the ones from K2 and the companies and McConnell and all that. We're going to do this ourselves. So we're going to allocate $1.25 or $1.4 million, something like that, to do the study.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's the thing. God bless our city council. However, three of them aren't going to be there next year. The next year after that, it could be two more new ones. So what we've got is an elected group of people who are not experts in this, trying to put together a plan that is huge over a period of years.
Years.
I don't understand, I guess, if you make somebody else do that and then go from that point. And, you know, I mean, if we need changes down there, obviously, and then the Kutras family owns it up to there. So there's got to be a way that we can put together a plan that benefits the whole community, the whole town, everybody. Am I off on this?
No, and I think it can be done. I think, you know, you've really got two. It's different on either side of 44. Right. So the Reading Riverfront specific plan encompasses the west side of the river from the boat ramp at the Posse Grounds all the way down to about Cypress, the Cypress Street Bridge. So from 44 south, that's owned primarily by the Kutras family. The McConnell Foundation has an apartment complex there, and to the south are some office buildings, and that's been mostly developed. There's, I think, one empty parcel that's left down there owned by a local family. On the north side, it's mostly publicly owned. So the city owns most of the property. They own the property Turtle Bay sits on, the Civic, the rodeo grounds, and the boat ramp. But KRCR, Viking Skate Country, Weikert Real Estate office there. All of those are, and Action News 12 and 24, those are privately owned. So really what you're talking about in this whole thing are a handful of landowners. And then, of course, the McConnell Foundation owns the property where the Sheraton sits and another 9 acres next to that. So in terms of planning, you've really got only a few stakeholders here in terms of the developable land. I think certainly, you know, trying to look at, okay, circulation, where are people coming in and out from, looking at ingress and egress, is critical. I think, so there are parts of this that do combine the whole thing. To see where this plan ends up will be interesting. I think the way that it was put at that meeting, the second meeting the city had, they said on the north side, because it's public property, we're going to get very specific. We're going to really look at down to schematic drawings where everything is going to go on that north end. South end will be more flexible because it's private and it's going to require private developers to go in. And I mean, there will be guidelines and rules there, but you're going to have that private developers that are going to be developing that area. So it is a bit different, but these things take an awful lot of time.
Yeah,
public input won't probably happen until at best this winter, probably the beginning of next year, best case scenario. And I'm not sure how Tuesday's meeting is going to affect the timeline either. As was brought up, the planning department is, they're swamped.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that were brought up. And because we're doing it ourselves, you're having somebody make the plan. But, I mean, you hire somebody to develop it, but it still then goes to the city to implement it.
Yeah, so the city will – they're doing, so they need to hire an outside – set of consultants.
Right.
That consultant comes in. You're going to have an environmental impact report on that, more than likely. There's hydrology studies that need to be done. There are traffic studies that need to be done. There are a lot of components to a specific plan. So they have to go out. There's going to be a lot of legwork. That's what the million and a quarter is for, is to pay those consultants to do a lot of that legwork. They will work in tandem with city planning and public works throughout the process. So it's not like we just give it to them, they go away, and then come back at the end.
Right.
So they will work with them constantly. They'll go over zoning, land use, topography, I mean, a lot of issues. Once they go over that, there will be public hearings. They'll have public input. We'll see how that public input goes. And then eventually that consultant will do a draft plan. They'll bring it forward to the Planning Commission. Planning Commission will review it. They'll go through some things, and then it will go on and finally be approved by council, is the plan. So it'll take some time.
It's going to take several years.
Yes, minimum two, the outside four. So, but they've got a lot on their plate. There's the specific plan, and we're still working on the general plan. That's the big thing, too. Every 20 years we do this, and that's
well,
also
let's talk a little bit about that when we get back here.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Becoming a member of the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading is a good idea if you're a business. It was founded in 1910 as an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. Hundreds of businesses in the Reading Chamber of Commerce. It's a great place to kind of network in there. If you're interested, give them a call at 530-225-4433 or just stop by 1321 Butte Street, right there in the corner. We belong to the Chamber of Commerce. You all belong to
yes.
the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
there's,
absolutely.
There's, like I said, hundreds of businesses that belong to the Chamber of Commerce right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Cameron Middleton and House of Realty.
Get ready to hit the trails running with more epic adventure. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $77,000 Fall into 4x4 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings August 27th or September 24th, where one winner will win a brand new Can-Am Outlander or Maverick. For all the details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with.
Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with a carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the Enduro Racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free, and there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free, and will feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune into Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. And Nick,
and we're getting
thanks
it on.
For waiting, buddy. Nick? Hey. Come on, Nick.
Oh, good. He sticks me on silence, and I don't know when you're ready to go.
Well, I'm ready.
I'm proud to announce that there's a cooling trend coming Sunday. It's going to be 2 degrees cooler.
You know what that means? Winter, when it gets 106 in Reading. Winter's coming.
Hey, Cameron, I've got a question for you. I went to all four of those meetings with Populous, K2, McConnell Foundation, and Turtle Bay concerning that project they wanted to do. And it's my understanding that they withdrew their offer. It wasn't that the city of Reading turned them down.
That's correct. So.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to go, and we don't need to go any further than that. The main question I had is, the city of Reading has cleaned up Henderson Open Space and moved them over to my property. How far down has my property value gone now that I have gunshots, dogs all night long, people screaming and yelling? 25% or so?
I don't know if it'd be 25%, Nick. I could do a market analysis for you on that. Location, location, location is what they always say regarding real estate. But would it be a negative factor? I would say yes, it would be. So, yeah, in order to quantify it, hard to do because I don't have too many comparables. But, yeah, are you going to see less demand for your property due to that? You would. And as a result, would it be worth less? According to the definition, it would. So, yeah, that would be, you could certainly make an argument for that, and I think it would be a valid one.
I'd like you to be a witness on my litigation against the city of Reading.
Had a feeling that was coming next. So, yeah.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Nick.
And if I could, too, just to clarify, Nick, on your first question. No, the city didn't reject the offer. What happened was when the council, this really came time for the council to decide. In fact, I think there were three different motions made by the council. The one that Aaron Reznor made at the time, which was to not declare the property surplus and instead for the city to use $1.25 million of CARES Act funds to redo and update the city, the riverfront specific plan, which included that entire area of the Civic and Rodeo Grounds and also the Kutras properties to the south on Park Marina. When she did that, that essentially really killed it. So at that point, the McConnell Foundation, who'd offered $1 million to do a master plan, that was off the table because the city was doing the plan. And by not declaring it surplus, that was the next step that McConnell and K2 needed. And that was now not going to happen.
They withdrew it because of the actions of the city council.
They withdrew it because of that. And there may have been some other factors. I would guess that housing was going to be a part of that master plan they wanted to do. The public came back very much in opposition to that survey that had, I think, over 1,200 respondents saying they didn't want housing at all down there. It was 72 or 78%. It was a large number. So I think they said, listen, we need to go back and regroup. I don't think their interest has gone away per se, but this process now needs to play out be done by the city.
I just think that and I hope they do. I have qualms about it. They have the ability and the time and the expertise to put something like this together. Okay. The other things. You want to talk about trees?
Well, we were talking Planning Commission. We've got the general plan update going on right now, and that's a big deal. That's kind of our closest thing to our constitution we have as Planning Commission, as a planning department, is that general plan. And that's a big document, only updated every 20 or so years. It's been 20 plus years since the last one. So we're working on that. The other one that's coming up soon is the tree management ordinance. So the tree ordinance in Reading, and that has been brought up by the council to form a committee that we'll have. I think it's going to be 10 members of the public, 2 appointed by each of the 5 council members, 3 members of the Planning Commission, and 2 members of the Community Services Advisory Commission. So there'll be a 15-member panel that will look at that tree management ordinance, and that covers a lot of things in terms of what trees you can plant in a new development, cutting down of trees in a development. I think types are a big one. Sometimes we kind of have an approved list. The other portion I think that should be talked about is enforcement. So it'll be interesting, but there's that on the table, as you know very well. The short-term rentals is going to be on the table.
Does having short-term rentals next door to you also lessen your, because you have to notify the buyers? I have VRBOs here.
Yes, would have to disclose
that. You have to disclose that. Does that have an impact?
If it is a nuisance. So really the way that it works is, do you have any neighborhood nuisances? And that nuisance list on the disclosure form that's required is extensive. It's a paragraph, and they're individual words. Do you have noise, traffic, this, that, blah, 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 and you go through all those items. It is... if there are nuisances from that VRBO, yes, you have to list that.
And what if they are a nuisance and you say no, and then they buy the house and it is a nuisance?
You could potentially be liable for damages for non-disclosure. So you have to be careful. Now, again, there are some VRBOs I hear of that are fine. People live next door, have no issues with.
That's true.
There are other ones where there's everything up to and including, you know, fights and shootings. So you can hear the full gamut on that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it really depends upon the operator. And there are those factors where you have people that say, hey, I live right next door to one, you wouldn't even know it. Although in many of those cases, it's because the owner of the VRBO lives there. or they are on site, or they're across the street, or it's very well regulated or managed. They screen their tenants very well. There are other ones that just put up on their site, this is a party house. And they do everything to spell that out. There was a case here about a year ago, 2 years ago, somebody came to me with one that was operating illegally in their neighborhood. Look at the website. What is it? It's pool table, beer pong table, stand up, standalone video games, disco balls. It was set up for people to come and party. Here's the pool. Here's the hot tub. They packaged it that way and said sleeps up to 12. They can only do 8. I mean, so you really need to look. There are good operators and there are bad operators. And if you've got a bad operator living next door, it could affect the desirability of your home.
Okay. Cameron Middleton, you're always got so much information.
That's right.
And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's going to be 112
tomorrow. 109 today.
So be careful out there and hydrate. Don't leave.